This is Aaron Kessel with We Are Change. I have here Sally O, and she's been looking into the Kentucky Amish farmer, Samuel Gurad, who has been accused by the FDA of violating their guidelines for labeling for three products. The three products are the blood salve, the cyanide salve, and the chickweed salve. How are you doing today, Sally?
I'm doing great, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So tell our listeners a bit about this case. Tell everybody what's really going on.
Okay. Well, Samuel Gurad is an Amish farmer that lives around the corner from me in Kentucky. And he makes a chickweed salve that is, it's got chickweed, it's got a beeswax base, some olive oil in it, some essential oils, all natural products, no drugs.
Right.
He's made that salve and also the cyanide, which is for you inhale it, it's for sinus troubles, and a bloodroot salve called Tomorrowgon. And he's made these products for years. It's how his family makes his living. And a few years ago, the FDA found his products, I think in Missouri, and the chickweed salve on the label, it said, cure skin cancer, because it does.
Right.
People use it for basal cell carcinoma, any little splotches on your face, and it heals them.
Right.
He has testimonials from people who say it does. According to the FDA rules, if you make a medical claim on a product, that then qualifies it as a drug and puts it under FDA's jurisdiction. And they said he can't make a medical claim unless he's done the millions of dollars worth of testing. So he changed his label. And he changed the labels to say a chickweed healing salve. But the medical establishment owns several words in the English language, like cure, diagnose, treat, heal, therapy, therapeutic. Nobody else can use those words unless you're a doctor.
Right.
So they said, no, you can't say healing. So Samuel said, okay. He took the healing off there. Now it's just called original chickweed. And if you go to Amazon, you'll find tons of chickweed salve in there for sale. Tons of bloodroot salve, probably other products like cyanide, but I haven't looked for those. So he changed the label twice. Then they said that he can't sell or manufacture his products until they get the labeling thing straightened out.
Okay.
And they also, and these are rules that the FDA made up. You know how an ABC agency can write a regulation, put it in the Federal Register, 30 days later, it carries the force of law.
Mm-hmm.
So the FDA's made up these rules. They're allowed to tell Sam that he can't manufacture any of these things until they decide it's okay, effectively ending his family's income. He has 12 children and 25 grandchildren.
Wow.
And they all work in the family business, mm-hmm. or did. And they also said that he has to allow warrantless searches at the FDA's whim for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So the first warrantless search that they did maybe 3 years ago probably, they came to the property. They said, we want to search and search your facility and make sure everything's, you know, copacetic. And also another requirement if you're selling drugs is that your facility has to be registered with the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
So Samuel changed the label so no longer makes a medical claim. The FDA tested all of the products, and there are no drugs in any of them. So
right, it's
to
all
me,
organic.
It's I don't know if it's all organic, but it's all natural, certainly. There are essential oils and beeswax and olive oil. The one product that is the bloodroot salve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bloodroot is a corrosive, when you make salve out of bloodroot, when you extract it down.
Right.
The bloodroot is corrosive. So when you put it on a skin cancer, this is not the chickweed, bloodroot. When you put this on a skin cancer, it is corrosive. It eats away the skin cancer. Now, I've used this. When you first put it onto a little skin cancer spot, lived in Florida for 30 years, so I got them. It burns, and it hurts. The bigger the skin cancer, the more it hurts, and then mm-hmm. the next day it stops hurting, but there's a little hole in your face. Now, once it's all healed over, you never know what happened. I've had little skin cancers removed by doctors, and that hole is there forever. I have a hole in my back and a hole in my nose from doctors. So bloodroot is corrosive. And again, if you look on Amazon, you'll find bloodroot products. If you search the web, they're not illegal. The FDA would like them to be illegal, which to me indicates that they probably work. I bought my blood root salve from a man named Greg Caton, who is the first person that the FDA put in jail for blood root products. They put him in jail twice about 10 years ago. And this was before I knew Samuel. So FDA has a real problem with blood root salves. And so that's included, you know, specifically on the indictment. However, it's not a drug. There are no medical claims on the product, and it's perfectly legal.
Well, now, something that's worrying to me is that this was a private membership. The only people who could purchase these products were members. And
well, the private membership, he started that after this all started.
Okay.
Because he wanted to sell his products.
Right.
And so a private membership means that you join his private membership and then you can buy his products. And
right.
A private membership is outside of FDA jurisdiction.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So that's what's worrying to me, is that it's out of the FDA's guidelines when you're in a private
In every way membership. Possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In every way possible, it's outside the FDA's jurisdiction now. And let me explain about the searches. That's where I was going. So they told me he couldn't manufacture or sell them. The first time they came to his property to search, armed agents came to the Amish farmer's house to search. Sam said, okay, you can search. There's no warrant. Sam knows his rights. He said, you can search. He was just wanting to be cooperative. He said, but no cameras because we're Amish. And the FDA agent said, of course, no cameras, no problem. Well, they got on the property, whipped out their cameras, and took pictures of everything. So 2 years later, when they came back to search again with no warrant, Sam had the Bath County Sheriff there, Sheriff Tuffy Snediger.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam said, you can't search again because the last time you whipped out your cameras after you promised you wouldn't. And the FDA was not happy with it. The sheriff told them to get off the property, and they had to. And that's when the charges stemmed. On the indictment, the first two counts talk about when the agents were there for their warrantless search. They said that the Amish surrounded them and were threatening and prevented the agents from carrying out their tasks. Now, if you've ever been around a bunch of Amish, when you're having an animated conversation with someone, the Amish surround you because they want to hear what's going on. It's not threatening. They're just interested. And they, you know, there's a lot of Amish. So the indictment makes it sound like they were pounding their fists with sticks, you know, being threatening. But they're not threatening. They're not armed. I believe one of the reasons the FDA is going after the Amish, and I'm not alone in this, is because they don't fight back. They're peaceful. So the FDA can set precedent with the Amish,
mm-hmm.
and then it applies to the rest of us.
Right. Then they can go after other farmers,
yeah.
and
sell
like
going
organic
after them, yeah.
products and stuff like that. They've been doing that for years now.
For years.
Yep.
And they're also after in Pennsylvania a very big, very profitable farm that's called Miller's Organic Farm, which is a private membership. So I can call Amos Miller and say, send me some raw milk. I'm a member of your club. And he can send it to me across state lines. FDA hates that, you know, because
it's under it's under a private membership, so they have no
private membership.
They have no
yeah.
guidelines to it.
But they're taking him to court. He's, you know, they're going after Miller's big time. They're trying to break that club.
It's a very interesting story.
It is. So now on the 13-count indictment, there's 58 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of fines. And Sam is 56 years old. He did have a lawyer. He fired his lawyer because his lawyer wanted him to plead. Sam is not guilty, and he's not going to plead. The Amish do not like lawyers, so Sam is representing himself. He had a status update hearing last August. He missed it because he got a notice for it, but it didn't have his name on it. It didn't say you have to be here. It just said status update hearing. So he didn't go. They issued a warrant for his arrest, and for 5 months they didn't arrest him. They didn't do anything. And then they made this big to-do. They went to Indiana because they thought he was there. This was all at the hearing. So they arrested him 5 months later on the road in front of his house. He never left his house. They could have arrested him anytime in that 5 months. So they added another count to the indictment and 10 more years.
Wow.
So we're up to 68 and $250,000
more. Wow.
That's,
so yeah,
that's do I think if they're going to give him all that? No. They'll give him, you know,
no,
3 years or something. But
they'll cut it down, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're just
but
doing
he's not
that.
Gonna plead.
Right,
sorry,
they're just doing that just to scare him and just to intimidate him.
Exactly. If you know Sam, he's not, I mean, he's not happy. And I'm sure he's afraid, but he's not intimidatable. These, you know, their faith is huge. And, you know, if Sam spent time in jail, he already, the chaplain is up in arms, the chaplain has written a letter to Trump, the chaplain is just furious about this whole thing. All the guards, all the inmates, they're on Sam's side. You know, he'll have that whole jail, if he's ever there for very long, he'll have them all Amish or, you know, praying with, you know, he will not be deterred.
Here's the key point that I think that kind of be highlighted in this case. The sheriff is on his side, correct?
Yes. Sheriff Richard Mack came to Kentucky a couple of months ago and met with Sheriff Snitiger, our Bath County Sheriff, mm-hmm. and Sam. And Sheriff Mack has some letters, just pre-written letters. And Sheriff Mack took one of those letters, hand-wrote it himself, and sent it in to the prosecutor. And he said, Sam is under my protection. He's hurt no one. You may not arrest him. And the feds arrested him anyway. They did not have a sheriff's deputy there. I don't know if they can just do it with permission from Tuffy. I mean, maybe they threatened, you know, our sheriff some way. But Sheriff Snitiger was not there. And they arrested Sam anyway, so... But here's the thing. Who do you call when the feds do something like this?
Yeah, really, it's an overreach.
Yeah. Well, there's nobody to complain. There's, you know, hey, Trump, by the way, the feds arrested my neighbor without a sheriff there. Can you, you know, do something about that? There's nobody to call.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, you know, the feds just break all their rules. They didn't have an administrative hearing. There's a bunch of legal stuff that they have not done. And that doesn't matter. They can break all their own rules and do whatever they want because they're not accountable.
Right. Now, chickweed. No, chickweed. I remember hearing in the news years ago, and it's been a constant target for the FDA.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. But, you know, to me, if the FDA bans something, I want some right now. And if they push something, I will never take it.
Right. Well, they've banned actual berries. It says that it's not FDA approved on certain different berries out that are just made in nature. They call them poisonous, but they're not actually really poisonous. I don't exactly condone anybody going out there and just trying different berries, but, I mean, everything that they say is poisonous is poisonous. It's actually
absolutely
good for you. Right.
Well, that's why they banned Laetrile from apricot seeds. I think that's I'm making the right association. But there are bitter apricot seeds that they banned because the apricot seeds that you eat to kill cancer cells have arsenic in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, you'd have to eat a million of them to kill you. But the arsenic in there is what kills the cancer cells.
Right.
And apple seeds have arsenic in them.
Yeah,
almost all fruits, apricot, they all have.
And they actually started, it's unrelated, but they actually started going after CBD oil as well.
Yes, I saw that. You know, anything that works, they don't want our natural, you know, the Gerson Clinic is in Mexico because they're not allowed to operate in the United States. Hoxie was the first person they threw out of the United States for coming up with an herbal cancer cure. They hounded him, and that's when the AMA first got started. There are no alternative cancer clinics except for Brzezinski. He's the guy who cures brain tumors. And he went through probably 15 years of, they tried to put him in jail. And he won miraculously. But, you know, they work for Big Pharma and the
right.
AMA.
Right, yeah.
It's evident.
Right, no, that's definitely how I feel, too, because, like I said, they've been going after different products for years.
Yeah.
And it's always products that seem to help people, and it usually has to do with curing or helping some type of cancer.
Yeah.
Now, when people say it cures cancer, it doesn't cure all forms of cancer. It actually, the first stages of cancer, right?
Oh, there are cures for stage 4 cancer. Absolutely.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. There's a what they call, have you ever heard of summits? Summits, they're like, I'm a functional health practitioner. So
okay.
I help people heal themselves They do it themselves. I just guide them from all manner of disease and, you know, autoimmune disease, multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, diabetes,
right.
all
okay.
that stuff. 2 points. One is that 95% of all disease is lifestyle related. And the other thing is that the information is out there. You just have to know where to look for it. So there are what they call summits. So there's the Adrenal Fatigue Summit, the Diabetes Summit. And what the organizer of these summits do is they gather 30 to 40 health professionals, alternative health professionals who are having success healing these diseases.
Okay.
And they do video interviews with them. And then you buy the package of interviews, and it's a huge amount of information. And there's a couple on cancer. There's a guy named T.Y. Bollinger, and he has a series called The Truth About Cancer.
Okay.
And I think you could go to thetruthaboutcancer.com, and all cancer is curable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed over the past year or so, I noticed that there was an influx of holistic doctors that were being killed for, I don't know if you followed
that
or not.
Yeah, it's over 50.
It's 50-something now, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Erin at healthnutnews.com has really been the person really keeping track. She's Joseph Mercola,
mm-hmm.
his girlfriend, his significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has a lot of credibility, and she's really been on top of reporting all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they killed themselves with a shotgun blast to the back of the head.
Right, it's the same thing. I followed the banker suicides, and I followed the banker suicides, and I kind of paid for it in the end. But not to get into that, but it's the same thing. People being shot in the back of the head, a nail gun to the back of the head, 3 shots. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's obvious murders. It's not people committing suicide.
One of my very favorite doctors on the planet, Dr. Gonzalez, who was curing cancer with enzyme therapy. And by the way, I believe that all of these doctors were working together on, or were working on, a cancer cure, GMFAC or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd have to look
it up. GMFAC.
But healthnotnews.com is where you'd find that.
GMFCA, I think it is, but...
Either
way, yeah. No, I agree, but... Getting back to Sam, I mean, this case, it just seems like it's a targeted case where they're just going after him because of the products that he was selling. And it has
because
nothing,
he refused to obey.
That too, but
this,
it has
this is
nothing,
retaliation.
Right.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the fact that he didn't put a FDA label on it. It's the fact that the products that he was selling. Because...
Yeah.
Like you said, they've been going after people for years for selling the blood root salve, and they've been going after people for years for selling the chickweed salve as well, from what I've noticed. So, I mean, it just seems like they're going after him because of what he was selling.
Right. They want to shut him up, and they're also going to make an example of him.
Right.
I mean, there's almost no question he'll be convicted.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a lawyer there. They're, you know, just the jury alone, the government gets to pick the jury. And then the judge, who is known as the hanging judge, you know, he's going to give the jury instructions. And all the jury instructions I've ever heard have been, you don't get to judge the law. You have to judge based on the evidence. And then the judge gets to decide what evidence is heard. They've already squelched some of Sam's evidence. So, I mean, he's going to be convicted.
Yeah, no, it's no doubt in my mind that he's going to be convicted. That's just how the legal system works. What they do is they set you up with charges, and then they'll lessen the charges and give you a quote unquote plea bargain. But the plea bargain's still going to include you going to jail.
Yeah, and he's not going to plead. I don't care what they do to him. He's not going to plead guilty. So, you know, 3 years. 10 years, 20 years, he's just not going to plead. And the other thing is that what Sheriff Mack and what Sheriff Mack is really leading the charge on asking Trump for a pardon for Sam, and for there are a couple other cases where, you know, a guy made a gun and it misfired at a range, and so they put both the guy who made the gun and the willing and able buyer in jail. I mean, there's all kinds of... Rand Paul did a series a few years ago about property wrongs, he called them, where the EPA has put people in jail for a pile of trash in a puddle on their property.
That's a little ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But you can find those on YouTube. Just search Property Wrongs Rand Paul. It's appalling. It's the guy who does the Gibson guitars.
Huh.
They cost him millions of dollars because he was using a hardwood that is illegal. I don't know all the details of that case, but
right.
The guy was acting in good faith. When he found out the problem, he changed it, but it didn't matter. They cost him millions in fines. It's crazy. So, when people talk about overregulation and reining back the ABC agencies, it's not a joking matter. It's not like, I have to fill out another form to do such and such.
Mm-hmm.
They're attacking people. Right before they arrested Sam, they went to his house to search for him. And they called all the women, armed with big black scary-looking rifles.
Mm-hmm.
And they took all the women and children out of the house. And the federal marshal who explained how this all happened in court in front of the judge, the marshal said, well, we had a guy wait with the women and children. Well, he had a guy wait with the women and children with a big semiotic rifle in his hands.
Wow.
Yeah. Amish women and children sitting on the ground outside.
Right, because they have the
guns,
right?
He watches the rifle.
Right. Well, again,
that they can do this is unconscionable.
They use it as a way of, quote-unquote, to self-protect themselves and a way of intimidation against whoever they're going after. In some cases, it's justified, and in other cases, it's just insane. And in this case,
well,
I would say it's
insane,
because you're going after the Amish,
These are women and children. It's just ridiculous.
Right. Peaceful people. Right. Peaceful people who don't own guns, in most cases.
Yeah, if the Amish use guns for they use them for self-defense, but they have rifles for hunting.
Mm-hmm.
They're not pistol-packing people, and they're peaceful.
Right.
So it's part of their religion is nonviolence.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I mean, 58 years over what charges stemming from a labeling infraction is what we have here. 68 years now. It's insane. And first they make up all these rules, and then when you don't abide by them to their satisfaction, he's not a criminal. He mislabeled a product.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made up all these other laws, and it's crazy. It's insanity. They also, the very last charge talks about a person. It's the very last charge is the one that has 20 years on it. And that is basically witness tampering. And it's a person named M.M., and nobody knows who M.M. is. The prosecution has 28,000 pages of discovery. And in a trial process, or any kind of court process, both you have what they call discovery. So
yeah.
The prosecution gives you their evidence, you give the prosecution your evidence, and you both get to look through it and build your case.
Right.
Well, the prosecution has 28,000 pages of discovery. The Amish don't use computers or electricity. So they had to print out all the pages for Sam. If you looked at 10 pages a day and did your due diligence on those 10 pages, that's 7 years of 365 days a year of discovery. Let's say you look at 40 pages, that's 3.5 years. It's not possible to look through all that discovery and do your due diligence on it. And also, from what they found so far, going through that discovery, M.M. is not mentioned. They don't know who M.M. is, and that's the witness that supposedly Sam tampered with. They have to reveal that, and they have not. So we think that's totally made up.
Yeah,
but
that's
there is
interesting.
No MM.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But, Sally, thanks so much for doing this interview today. And
you're welcome. Thank you for, broadcasting this, for having, getting the word out about it. People need to know the insanity of what's happening.
Right. Well, Luke told me about this case, and I was just like, what? Facing life in jail or prison for mislabeling? That's insane.
Yes. And that's what it boils down to. Life in prison for a labeling infraction.
Yeah.
On a case that they don't even have jurisdiction, as far as I can see. Not a drug, not sold across state lines. What the heck?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane. Well, thank you. Thank you, Aaron, so much.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right, you too.